Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy Podcast. I am Judy, and today we are going to talk about the law of polarity, which states that everything in the universe has opposites or dualities. Understanding this universal principle as a therapist and coach will empower you to support others in manifesting their deepest desires and transforming their lives into positive purpose. The law of polarity is not a new concept. It is known in various spiritual and philosophical traditions, including Hermetism and the teachings of ancient mystics. Understanding of this principle is that everything in the universe has its opposite. Think of it. Light and dark, hot and cold, love and hate, peace and fear, joy and grief. These opposites are not separate entities, but rather different aspects of the same thing, existing in a continuum. This duality is inherent in the fabric of reality, shaping the nature of existence itself. We actually can't have one without the other. We can't have day without night. We can't have light without dark. We need to understand that the law of polarity is working within manifestation therapy because it highlights the interconnectedness of all aspects of our lives. By recognizing that every situation contains both positive and negative elements, we gain a deeper appreciation for the complexity and richness of our experiences. So rather than seeing challenges as purely negative, which a lot of people do, we can view them as opportunities for growth and transformation, which people do when they have peace. There's actually power in perception. Perception plays a central role in how we experience and interact with the polarities in our lives. Our perception shapes our reality, influencing how we interpret events, emotions, and circumstances. If we perceive our day as starting off horrible, then we're going to perceive every event as adding to that. If we perceive our day as starting off with a little bump, but going better after that, then we're going to have experiences that we also perceive as positive. When it comes to manifestation therapy, we support others in understanding that our perception of polarities can either hinder or facilitate the journey towards mindset shift in achieving goals. Those who perceive polarities through a lens of limitation and lack may find themselves stuck in a cycle of negativity and disempowerment, never able to move forward. They may see challenges as insurmountable obstacles and view the world through a pessimistic mindset, which actually hinders the ability to manifest and to reach goals. On the other hand, individuals who adopt a mindset of abundance and possibility perceive polarities as opportunities for growth and expansion. There are no failures, only lessons. They understand that every challenge carries within it seeds of transformation, that every setback is a stepping stone towards success. By shifting perception, we can harness the power of polarities to propel us forward into manifestation of our goals. Ultimately, the way we perceive polarities shapes our reality and influences our ability to manifest our desires. By cultivating a mindset of abundance, gratitude, possibility, we then align ourselves with the positive aspects of the polarities and harness their power to manifest our deepest desires. We can quickly move from negative into positive. So let's take another look at the power of perception. If your perception of polarities focuses on negative aspects or limitations of a situation, you will perceive challenges as insurmountable obstacles. Failures will bring on further disencouragement. There will be lack in faith, and motivation will be pretty much zilch in order to reach your goals. That negative perception creates further barriers and prevents the embracement of opportunities, synchronicities. It removes the possibility for growth and transformation that could actually be present. Resistance comes when we perceive life through the lens of negative emotional experiences, fear, grief, anger. People sabotage their own capabilities and efforts by denying the possibility of polarity. People often avoid discomfort and try to reject their negative emotions, try to avoid them. Yet this just makes the negative more powerful. In resisting the flow of polarities, it blocks the forms of success and it blocks the materialization of possibility for success. The perception of polarities can be influenced by underlying limiting beliefs that shape how we view ourselves and the world around us. So it may just be how we learned, how we were taught. Having imprinted messages from previous experiences, upbringing, adverse childhood experiences, trauma, or cognitive distortions that maybe our grandparents believed and our parents believed, these can create beliefs that change is not possible, that we are not worthy of success, or even the simplest belief that life is always a struggle, that we have to work hard, will reinforce the negative polarity, self-sabotage, and it resists success in order to change. By adopting perception that there's always a positive to the negative experience, that a thought, emotion, belief can facilitate empowerment, abundance, that there is always possibility for change and success, it instantly shifts where we are into where we want to be. By looking at challenges from a lens of opportunity for growth, at mistakes as lessons in growth, at setbacks and shifts as possible doorways opening into a path we didn't know existed. There can be complementary aspects of polarities in a whole we align ourselves with the natural flow of all energy becoming open, and then we can receive what we want. Aligning with our intention through the perception of polarities, it helps us understand our goals from a place of possibility. With the balance of polarities, we have harmony. We can cultivate our inner coherence with strengths. We can have our manifestations created through allowing others to support us. We can find the resonance with our desires to attract and manifest what we want, the success, with greater ease and flow. We embrace contrast by acknowledging and accepting the diversity of polarities that present in our lives and recognize that they offer valuable opportunities for growth, shifting us to where we want to be rather than holding us back. We can expand our awareness beyond the confines of dualistic thinking. So instead of viewing polarities as opposite forces, we begin to see them as complementary aspects of the whole. When we see the negatives and positives, or the opposites as just part of a spectrum, we're better able to find understanding, empathy, and compassion for ourselves and others in situations where before we resisted. Opposite feelings, situations, are not places to be stuck, they're just experiences that are connected as one. Remember that. Opposite feelings and situations are not places that we're stuck. They are just experiences that are connected as one. So when we embrace contrast, we actually open ourselves to the possibility of integrating opposing forces within and without ourselves. Rather than suppressing or denying certain aspects of our experience, we can learn to embrace both light and shadow, joy and sorrow, success and failure. This integration fosters inner harmony and wholeness, and it leads to a greater authenticity and self-acceptance. Authenticity is where we want to be. It's one of the highest vibrational feelings. Embracing contrast serves as a catalyst for transformation by challenging us to confront our fears, limitations, and belief systems. Through the process of navigating and reconciling polarities, we uncover hidden strengths, resiliency, the wisdom that leads to profound personal growth. Every experience of contrast becomes an opportunity for self-discovery and evolution. So this tension between polarities sparks creativity and innovation by inspiring new perspectives, solutions, and possibilities. When we embrace contrast, we tap into the fertile ground of creative potential within ourselves. It allows us to transcend conventional thinking and explore uncharted territories. This creative synthesis of opportunities fuels our ability to manifest our visions and dreams into reality. Alignment with higher purpose. So by embracing contrast, we can find higher purpose in a spiritual evolution. To embrace the ebb and flow of all of life's polarities, we surrender to the inherent wisdom of the universe and trust its unfoldment of our journeys. This alignment brings a sense of peace, fulfillment, and it actually helps us feel that connection to something greater than ourselves. So the big question, how do you use the power of the law of polarity in a perspective from manifestation therapy for work with your clients in mental health, coaching, or other areas? Well, mindfulness is something that is always present in my sessions. Engaging mindfulness to cultivate awareness of the polarities that are present in ourselves and our surrounding is a good step. During sessions, taking moments to observe thoughts, emotions, and sensations without judgment. Noticing any patterns that come up and practicing to accept these with compassion and detachment. Doing this as a regular practice and on our own. So it's not only having your client do this in the moment, but you should be doing this as well to ensure that there's no countertransference happening. We all have negative thought patterns, and they come from a number of different places. Our experiences as children, how we form attachments, how we are disciplined or cared for, how safe we feel, and our ability to learn and grow and connect. They all create various forms of thought patterns. Exploring our unconscious aspects of ourselves that we may often try to reject or deny can help in accepting the beliefs and patterns that need some compassion, some curiosity, and just self-awareness that we need to have empowerment. As a therapist or coach, supporting others in healing, growth, and understanding of all these shadow parts of ourselves and our clients will aid in replacing negative self-beliefs, imprinted messages, with positive. Practicing energy balance techniques such as yoga, tai chi, or meditative ways to harmonize the polarities in our body and energy fields helps release stagnant energy. It restores balance and it enhances the flow of our life force energies and aligns physical, mental, spiritual energies to create areas in ourselves and our experience for positive goal reaching and new positive beliefs. I know a lot of people are kind of resistant when you bring up doing different energy forms of like yoga or meditations, but people can go fishing or they could just sit in stillness or just really be mindful when they drink their coffee in the morning. It doesn't have to be energy known technique. It can just be the way they increase their energy. Using guided visualizations and affirmations to reprogram subconscious minds and align our beliefs with our manifestation goals and our clients. So in sessions, I often help create affirmations that embrace the polarities inherent in desires, such as, I am worthy of abundance in all areas of my life. I trust that challenges are opportunities for growth and transformation. I'm sorry, something's happening to my voice here. Helping clients to visualize themselves, embodying these affirmations with clarity, conviction, and emotional intensity. It has to be true. So they have to feel that it's true. So if I am worthy of abundance in all areas of my life doesn't feel true to a client, help them find one that does feel true. And maybe it just summarizes down to, I am learning that I am worthy. So visualizing a situation or desired outcome and deliberately shifting perspective to a focus on its opposite polarity. So exploring how embracing both polarities opens up new possibilities and insights that can support the manifestation goals. So have them visualize something where they're feeling negative, and then have them visualize it on the polar opposite, feeling positive, and just kind of give them an example of how it feels in their body. What emotions surface? Regularly reflecting on manifestation journeys and integrating the lessons learned through embracing polarities. So journaling about our experiences, insights, breakthroughs, identifying any patterns or resistances that may arise along the way. Celebrate successes and acknowledge growth, knowing that every step towards brings closer to manifesting your desires. Clients may have a more difficult time identifying patterns. So it's really good to do a summary of what's happened in between the sessions with regards to whatever was done in the last one, and then have them celebrate. Sometimes I give homework of pick something that you can do that feels good, and that's your celebration for where you've come, even if it's just a small progress made. Sometimes social stories can help explain the various universal principles. I've had clients that learned best through these kind of examples, like Jennifer, who had been struggling with financial scarcity for years, feeling trapped in a cycle of debt and lack. Through polarity work, she began to shift her mindset from one scarcity to abundance. Instead of focusing on her financial struggles, Jennifer started practicing gratitude for the money she did have and visualizing herself in a life of financial freedom. By embracing the polarity between scarcity and abundance, Sarah attracted new opportunities for income generation and experienced a significant improvement in her financial situation. I got fired, and I'm happy about that. We use examples such as what she may have once had versus what she has now, what others may have struggled with versus how they accelerated with successes later. She began to understand that she could have what she hoped for, have her financial abundance, because it was as possible as her experience with financial debt had been. They were just energetic points. So let's use another example. It might be Jim. Jim has a diagnosis with a condition after years of his military service that left him with chronic pain, and he felt powerless and defeated. Through polarity integration exercises, he learned to embrace the contrast between illness and wellness. Rather than solely focusing on his symptoms, Jim began to cultivate a sense of gratitude for his body's resiliency and the innate healing abilities, also gratitude for what it had done for him. By adopting a holistic approach to wellness that addressed both physical and emotional aspects of his health, Jim experienced a remarkable improvement in his condition, and he actually regained a sense of vitality and well-being. Eventually, he didn't even mention the pain he had previously focused entire sessions on. Polarity mapping is a way of identifying polar opposites. By looking at the goals we have had and identifying contrasting beliefs, emotions, or thoughts that may influence the scarcity mindset or the abundant mindset, the fear versus trust, the lack versus gratitude, by understanding what these are, how they represent where we are, we can shift into a different focus and energy to experience positive affirmations, visualizations, and other techniques. Use creative expression as a means of exploring and integrating polarities. So this could involve writing, art, music, or any other form of creative expression that allows you to express and reconcile contrasting emotions, thoughts, or beliefs. Allow your creativity to flow freely as you explore the depths of your inner landscape. Keep a reflective journal where you document experiences, insights, and progress in working with polarities. Use journal prompts to explore different aspects of polarities and their impact on your manifestation journey. Reflective journaling can provide clarity, perspective, and direction. I'm sorry about the break there. I don't know what happened. And direction as you navigate the complexities of polarity. So basically, the law of polarity is about connection, as almost everything really is. So I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. I hope you like and share. Check out www.manifestationtherapy.com and my Insta at manifestationtherapy for ongoing tips of support. Connect with my email list and you'll get extras like meditations and limited edition releases. Be your best potential.